You're listening to Vatican Radio. Catholic and Anglican ecumenical experts have concluded a 10-day meeting in Durban, South Africa, making a great deal of progress towards an agreed statement on authority in the Church and the ethical decision-making process. The 18 members of the group known as ARCHIC 3 also agreed to hold next year's meeting at a Catholic seminary close to Rome. For the fourth session of their talks, which concluded on May the 20th, the group focused on the Church as communion at local, regional and universal levels, reflecting on the impact of culture and the role of lay people in decision-making. The group, hosted by the Anglican Bishop of Natal, also visited local ecumenical initiatives, including an aid centre and a project working for justice and development among the poorest and most vulnerable. To find out more about this latest meeting of the Anglican Roman Catholic International Commission, I spoke to the two co-chairs, Archbishop David Moxon, Director of Rome's Anglican Centre, and the Catholic Archbishop of Birmingham, Bernard Longley. Archbishop David Moxon, you've just concluded your ARCHIC meeting there in South Africa. What can you tell us about progress that you've made over these past 10 days?
We feel we've made a great deal of progress. We're about halfway through our work, and we feel that we've now got a clear view of the outcomes and the results that we're looking for. They include a complete review of all the work of the original Anglican Roman Catholic International Commission from 40 years ago, ARCHIC 1, and then later ARCHIC 2, on salvation in the Church, Church's communion, on ministry, on a great many other seminal and core matters that we've been discussing. This is going to be summarized and elucidated and an up-to-date commentary provided. Then we're going to look to two things. First of all, how the Church in communion holds together locally and universally. And secondly, how that Church in communion discerns right ethical teaching. And through all of those themes, we're going to look at the methodology, the method of receptive ecumenism, which is how do we learn from each other by paying attention to each other's needs? How do we process from one another the gifts we discern in each other? How do we grow and improve in the light of each other's experience? And although we don't have complete organic union in sight, that is our long-term goal. And we believe that these three strategies of local, universal, right ethical teaching, and receptive ecumenism will assist us on the journey.
You say you're about halfway through working towards this report. When can we expect perhaps to see the results of this?
We expect to put out a series of results, probably one within a year, long before ARCHIC 3 is over, which will be the summary of ARCHIC 2 and its elucidations as a guide for the future and the past. So it'll be staged results over time.
You rightly said to me that in those ARCHIC 1 and ARCHIC 2 processes, there was a huge amount of progress made, progress that most people in the pews really know nothing about. How much have you been talking about ways of really getting this progress in moving towards unity out to the people where it matters?
That's the job of a group called the International Anglican Roman Catholic Commission on Unity and Mission, or IARCM for short. And their job is to communicate the achievements of ARCHIC 1 and 2 and those coming through from ARCHIC 3 through education resources, through DVD, through a very good website they're just establishing, through pairs of bishops around the world working in coordination. And so it's the IARCM group that will be kick-starting that in the not-too-distant future. In fact, their website is being launched on June the 16th.
You've been meeting there in Africa for the first time, haven't you? I'm wondering, how much were you able to experience the witness of the local churches there in Durban and the way they're working together?
It's been profoundly moving. We've been involved in a group called Diakonia, which is an ecumenical group looking at the poorest of the poor, people who've been dispossessed or marginalized. We went to an HIV/AIDS center run by Methodists and Anglicans and Catholics. We've been involved in local worship, both Catholic and Anglican, a profoundly moving church service at St. Augustine of Hippo's Church just on Sunday, about 600 people, and a profoundly moving experience for both the Catholics and Anglicans who attended. So we feel very much immersed in the context and in the local Christian communities here.
Have you decided where you'll be meeting this time next year?
Yes, we meet in Rome at Palazzola.
So you'll be, as it were, here at the heart of the Catholic Church for your next meeting. How will that influence the work, do you think?
Well, we hope to obviously pay great attention to the work of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity in Rome, and also seek papal advice. That'll be a very important feature. Archic II met with the Pope. We don't know if that's possible, but we would certainly see if that was possible. We'd meet with local scholars and academics and benefit from Rome's huge resource.
Archbishop Bernard, what do you see as the most significant progress really made over these 10 days of your meeting there in Durban?
I think alongside my colleague, Archbishop David, I'd say that the group this year has reached, I think, a very important staging post in terms of our work. Through these several years that we've been together, reflecting, praying and studying together, I think we've reached a point of clarity about what the likely outcomes are going to be and what we can contribute to ecumenical relations generally, but also in particular between our two communions. So we've been able to establish a pattern of work which I think will see us over the next few years producing results, which I know Archbishop David has mentioned to you.
You've got a collection of experts there from really all over the globe, haven't you? I'm wondering, how difficult is it for you to find any kind of consensus about the ways the churches can work more closely together?
Actually, I think the fact that there are, as you say, experts and representatives from different parts of the world who also represent the relations on the ground between Catholics and Anglicans in those various places. Coming together in this way, I think in particular we've been reflecting on the impact of culture, on the way in which the Church reaches right ethical teaching and indeed the way in which that is received, and having the experience and the expert reflection of theologians on the impact of culture in various world settings has been invaluable at this stage of our work. So I think I'd say that the work of ARCHIC has certainly, in my experience, matured over these last 4 years that we've been meeting. Group, I think, being together, praying together, sharing this experience has enabled us to mature the way in which we've worked together. The level of trust, I think, within this ecumenical dialogue, something to be noted. I think this year in particular, as we've gathered in South Africa, we've benefited enormously too from the prayers and the welcome we received from the local church. That has been really quite important, especially the welcome we've had from the Bishop of Natal, Bishop Ruben Phillips, and his wife Rose, and the way in which we've seen their ecumenical relations bearing fruit in South Africa.
Now, you're talking about ethical questions there at the heart of your work, and yet in many ways it is the ethical issues, questions about gender, that are actually pushing, or so it seems to many, pushing the churches further apart right at the moment.
I'd say it's less really the issues about gender, more the issues about understanding of Christian anthropology. And the heart of our work is a desire to see what we share in terms of understanding the human person. And also, the dignity of the human person is going to be significant. Archbishop David, as you will know, is very much involved with the Global Freedom Project. And some of our reflection will be around the issues of the dignity of the human person. And in particular, we're mindful of the work which has been carried out recently on trafficking, human trafficking. I think another thing that's been in the back of our minds as we gathered here is the forthcoming visit of Archbishop Justin Welby to Rome next month. And I think also the sense of occasion, as this year we are celebrating the 50th anniversary of some of the really significant ecumenical and religious documents from Vatican II. So those are things which I think continue to encourage us. Certainly our experience this year has encouraged us to think that there is something that we can offer in response to the mandate being by both our communities, and offer the Church at large, and something which will have significance for all those concerned for the dignity of the human person.
You were listening there to the Catholic Archbishop of Birmingham, Bernard Longley, and Anglican Archbishop David Moxon, co-chairs of the Anglican Roman Catholic International Commission.